Now, earlier this month, we ran a story about the official gatekeeper of Mount Merapi. Bob Marijan lived on the slopes of the volcano his entire life. Well, today came word that Marijan was among the people who died on Merapi in the latest eruption. Rescue workers pulled his body from the ashes. He was 83 years old. Rebecca Henschke recently spoke with him and sent this story.
Mbat Marijan's body was found in his house in a position of prayer. He was the third generation in his family to be trusted by the Sultan of Yogyakarta as the gatekeeper of Indonesia's most active volcano. In his last interview before his death, he described his role.
My job is to stop lava from flowing down, let the volcano breathe but not cough. That's my wish, but God is the only one who controls life.
Mount Merapi is seen as the home of ancient Javanese spirits, as well as a representation of the sacred Mount Merdu of Hindu mythology. And Mbak Marijan was believed to enjoy an intimate spiritual relationship with the volcano. He never left the slopes.
Why would I do that? What would be the use of going anywhere else? An uneducated person like me traveling? That would just be a headache. No point.
Local journalists reportedly went to his village hours before his death to plead with him to leave. Authorities issued a maximum red alert on Monday, suggesting a major eruption could happen at any time. But Marijan was adamant that he wouldn't evacuate. When the volcano erupted in 2006, killing two people, he also dismissed government warnings and stayed. Back then, he even trudged closer to the peak, spending two nights of meditation at a sacred spot as the volcano rumbled and heaved beneath him. But this week's eruption was too strong, and the volcano keeper died on the mountain that he never wanted to leave. For The World, I'm Rebecca Henschke in Jakarta, Indonesia.